感谢神啊！我们在这个复活节的清晨，我们一起来纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
Praise the Lord on the morning of the Easter day. Let's remember the Lord's resurrection.
好，我们大家一起起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文啊！如果你身体不太舒服，也可以坐着哈。
Let's all stand up and read the scriptures on the screen.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文。我们先来读罗马书的第一章，我们从第三节读到第四节。
Let's read together.
罗马书一章三节起，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们再来读罗马书六章第三节到第五节，三节起，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Word became flesh and came to this world.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of this world and died on the cross.
主耶稣受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Lord Jesus died and was buried and raised to life on the third day, so that all who believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
愿我们也在今天来纪念、来庆祝、来思想主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
Today, when we here to celebrate and consider the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也为我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，让我们真知道我们在基督里乃是得到何等大的恩典。
May each one of us who have received the grace of the Lord Jesus, we know that how much grace we have received.
愿神也光照带领我们，加添我们的信心、热心和爱心，让我们新的生命能够活出来，能够见证耶稣基督的荣耀。
May the Holy Spirit give us enlight us so that he will give us the faith and love so that we will live out the life to witness for the power of the resurrection.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是复活节，复活节是基督教最最重要的节日。
Today is Easter, and Easter is the most important festival for Christians.
事实上，在早期教会呢，基督徒们是从来不庆祝所谓的圣诞节。
Actually, in early churches, Christians never celebrated Christmas.
因为圣经从来没有告诉我们主耶稣基督降生的具体日子。
But the Bible never specified the exact dates for the birth of Christ.
那么今天的圣诞节呢，是有人借用当时罗马帝国的太阳节来庆祝耶稣的降生。
Today we have the Christmas because some people they took the Roman sun festival as the day to celebrate the birth of Christ.
而教会真正要庆祝、要纪念的是主耶稣基督复活的日子，复活节。
But churches should really celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经明确告诉我们，耶稣是在哪一天从死里复活。
The Bible tells us exactly the day the Lord was raised.
主耶稣是在逾越节的这一天被杀，第三天从死里复活。
The Lord Jesus was killed on the day of Passover.And was resurrected on the third day.
那么今天就是耶稣复活的日子。
Today is the day of the Lord's resurrection.
当然，就像我们领会的弟兄说的，事实上我们的主已经是复活的主。
Just like as a song leader just mentioned, the Lord is a living God.
事实上，我们基督徒的聚会在七日的第一日聚会，就是为了纪念耶稣的从死里复活，跟犹太教是完全不一样。
We Christians gather on the first day of each week. We celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's different from the Jews.
我曾经看了一个真实的故事。
I have read a real story.
好，跟大家分享一下。
I want to share with you.
有一对父母呢，这一对夫妻都在教会里服侍。
And a couple, they have been serving in the church.
那么非常不幸那么这对夫妻他们的三个孩子在一周之内因为重病全部去世了。
Unfortunately, three of their children had died of severe disease within a week.
那么他们 只剩下一个三岁的女儿还免于遇难还活下来。
Leaving them only a three-year-old daughter alive.
那么在一个复活节的清晨呢这一对夫妻同样的像往常一样来到教会里来服侍来带领聚会。
And on the Easter morning, this couple and with their daughter, they came normally as normal to the church to lead the worship and to serve the Lord.
那么这一天呢是这个父亲他来讲道，那么他反复的传讲主耶稣基督的复活。
That day, it was the father's turn to preach on that morning, and he repeatedly talked about and preached about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
会众很多人都非常的感动。
And many people in the congregation, they were greatly touched.
那么当人们离开教会的时候呢，他们纷纷的就在那里互相讨论，就说：“哎呀，这对夫妻他们怎么能够做到？”还是如此的宁静平静他们不是刚刚死了三个孩子吗
After service ended and the people began to talk with each other and they were wondering how could this couple remain so calm after losing three of their children
那么就有一个十五岁的男孩就跟他父亲离开教会一起回家这个男孩子就对父亲说
A 15-year-old boy When going home with his father, and this boy said,
他说，哎呀，他说，爸爸，你看，就是今天这个讲道人跟他的妻子，他们两个是真的相信耶稣复活了呀。
He said, Daddy, look, this preacher and his wife, and they really believe that the Lord is risen.
然后父亲就说，这有什么奇怪？那全天下的基督徒都相信呢。
The father said, that's not surprising. All Christians believe that.
然后这个年轻人就说，但是我从来没有见到有人像他们那么相信。
The young man replied, but I never see people believe like them. And they believe it so real.
这就是主耶稣基督从死里复活给一个真正相信的人带来何等大的力量。
This is how the resurrection of the Lord Jesus gave how a great power to those who believe in him.
那我们就来思想为什么这一对夫妻他们经历人生这么大的一个悲剧他们依然能够有力量来赞美神呢
Let's consider how...Why this couple, after experiencing such a great tragedy in their life, they can still praise God? Because they truly believe that the Lord Jesus is risen.
我们就来思想耶稣的复活到底意味着什么。
Let's consider what the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ means.
耶稣从死里复活首先意味着一件事情就是永生是真实的
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus means that eternal life is real
我们今天常常听到永生永生这个词
Today we often hear the word eternal life
但是真的很少有人真的相信真的认为真的永生是存在是真实的
But very few people really take it so seriously that the eternal life really exists.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say so?
因为我们今天看到许许多多的人，他的所思所想所做的任何事情，都是为他的今生，他从来不考虑永生。
Because most people today, what they do, what they speak, and is for their present life. They seldom think about eternal life.
甚至很多很多基督徒不也是这样吗
？And even a lot of Christians are like that.
啊，虽然很多人都说我相信有永生，我相信有永生。真的相信，如果你真的相信，那你为你的永生做了什么呢？
Even though a lot of people talk about that they believe in eternal life, they have eternal life. But if you really believe that you have eternal life, what do you do for that life?
但是当耶稣从死里复活，人们看见复活的耶稣，人们知道真的有永生，真的有永远的生命。
But when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, and when people saw the resurrected Lord Jesus, then they knew and they realized there is eternal life.
就像那一对夫妻在教会里服侍那对夫妻，他们因为相信耶稣真的是从死里复活，他们相信真的有永远生命。
Just like the couple I just mentioned, they believed in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and believe the Lord is risen and there is eternal life.
他们就相信他们那三个虽然离世但是信主的孩子他们也有永远的生命将来以后在天上永恒的家乡一家人会欢聚。
Therefore, they believe that the three of their children, though they died, but they believe in the Lord, they have eternal life and in heavenly home, they will be reunited.
所以今天我们来思想耶稣基督的复活，我们要知道一件事情，这证明一件事情，真的有永生。我们要认认真真的来思想，来为我们的永生要做打算。
So today, when we consider the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, we know that the Lord is risen and that we have eternal life, and we should be prepared for that eternal life.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下哈。
I'll read you the scripture on the screen.
马太福音十六章二十一节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三天从死里复活。那么耶稣很多次告诉跟从他的人，告诉他的门徒，他会复活，会从死里复活。
Lord Jesus has told his disciples for several times that he will raise them from the dead.
但是很显然，当时他的门徒和跟从他的人并没有真正的相信这句话，也根本没有真正的在乎这句话。
But obviously the disciples didn't take that word in and they didn't believe that word.
为什么呢？因为当人们来抓耶稣，把耶稣钉在十字架上之后，耶稣那些门徒跟从他的人全跑了。
Because when those people came to arrest Jesus and was about to crucify the Lord Jesus, those disciples all fled away.
但是当耶稣从死里复活，跟他的门徒在一起四十天之久，这个时候门徒就真的相信耶稣真的复活，真的是有永远的生命了。
But when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and stayed with the disciples for 40 days, and they really believed that the Lord Jesus is risen and has eternal life.
所以我们看见那时候门徒的生命完全改变了，门徒就不顾性命到处去传福音，跟以前那个胆怯的门徒完全不一样了。
And then the disciples' life has totally changed, and they even risk their lives to preach the gospel.
因为他们真的相信，真的有复活，真的有永生。
Because they truly believe that there is resurrection, there is eternal life.
耶稣从死里复活证明了这件事情。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus proves that.
耶稣从死里复活也证明，真的有天堂，真的有天上的家乡。
The Lord Jesus rose from the dead, and he also proves that there is a heavenly home.
大家还是可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读。
I will read you the scriptures on the screen.
约翰福音十四章一到三节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。这是耶稣在临上十字架之前对他门徒所讲的话。
These are the words the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples before his crucifixion. At that time, those disciples were very worried and they were troubled.
耶稣就告诉门徒，我只是暂时离开你们，我到天上为你们预备地方，我会来接你们，你们不要再忧愁了。Jesus
told them that I was away from you just temporarily, and I will come back to receive you.
那门徒有没有真的相信？显然没有真的相信，他们还是忧愁，还是胆怯，还是逃跑。Jesus
asked them not to be troubled, but the disciples obviously they didn't believe and they were still troubled.
但是当耶稣从死里复活，跟门徒在一起40天之后，然后复活升天的时候，门徒是亲眼看见了。But
when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and stayed with the disciples for 40 days, and as he was descending into heaven, those disciples witnessed that thing.
然后门徒就知道，哇，真的是耶稣到天上为我们预备地方，他会再来接我们。
And they knew that the Lord Jesus really went up to heaven to prepare the place and will come back to receive them.
所以天堂的家乡，天堂是真实的。耶稣从死里复活来证明这一点。So
the heavenly home is real. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ proves that.
圣经来描述那些被神所喜悦、有信心的人。
The Bible mentioned and honors those who were commended for their faith.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们大家一起来读这节经文。Let's
read the scriptures together.
希伯来书11章16节起，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城，这就是。 耶稣基督回到天家，为我们做的事情，为我们预备地方去了。This
is the what Lord Jesus sent it to heaven to prepare for us. He prepared a city for us.
我们盼望这样的家乡，我们爱慕这样的家乡，这是我们被上帝所喜悦的信心。We
hope for such a country. We desire such a heavenly home. This is the faith that the Lord Jesus gave us.
耶稣从死里复活，证明永生是真实的。耶稣从死里复活，证明天堂，天上的家乡是真实的。耶稣从死里复活，证明一件事情，他说的每一句话，每一个字都是真实的。Lord
Jesus rose from the dead. It proves that eternal life is real. It also proves that the heavenly home is real. Lord Jesus rose from the dead. It also proves that every word the Lord Jesus has spoken is real.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们可以一起来读约翰福音2章19到22节。Let's
read this together, the scriptures on the screen.
19节起，耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我3日内要再建立起来。”犹太人便说：“这殿是46年才造成的，你3日内就再建立起来吗？”但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。 所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。所以当耶稣从死里复活之后，证明圣经上的每一个字，耶稣讲的每一个字都是事实，都是真的。After
Jesus has risen from the dead, it also proves that every word the Bible has said, the Lord Jesus has said, is real.
圣经的应许是真的，这让我们相信的人得到极大的安慰。The
promise of the Bible is real. It greatly comforts us who believes.
不仅圣经里所说到关于天堂，关于罪，关于拯救，这一切事情是真实的。Not
only what the Bible says about the heavenly home, the sin and the salvation is true.
也告诉我们。 耶稣基督还会再来，这也是真实的。It
also tells us the Lord Jesus is coming. This is also true.
那么对于信靠耶稣的人，耶稣再来是非常大喜乐的日子。For
those who believe in the Lord Jesus' second coming is a day of great joy.
那么对于不信靠耶稣基督的人来说，耶稣基督再来那一天是可怕的日子。But
for unbelievers, that day of the Lord Jesus' coming is a terrible day for them.
是审判的日子。
It's a day of judgment.
约翰福音五章二十二节告诉我们，父不审判什么，乃将审判的事全交于子，耶稣来审判。
Jesus will come to judge.
所以今天还有很多很多的人不愿意信耶稣。
Today, a lot of people still don't want to believe in the Lord.
这是非常可怕的事情，因为耶稣再来，耶稣来审判。
This is a terrible thing because the Lord Jesus will come and He will judge.
那么圣经也告诉我们，那这个审判的标准到底是什么呢？
The Bible tells us what's the standards for His judgment.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音的三章，我们从十六节读到第十八节。
Again, let's read the scriptures on the screen.
十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。耶稣来审判，这是真实的。
Jesus will come to judge. This is real.
信的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，这也是真实的。
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. This is also real.
耶稣从死里复活证明一件事情，圣经上的每一句话，耶稣所说的每一句话每一个字都是真实的。
Lord Jesus rose from the dead. It tells us that every word the Bible said is true.
那么主耶稣基督从死里复活证明一件事情，耶稣担负世人的罪，代替世人向上帝所献上的赎罪祭被上帝悦纳了。
The Lord Jesus rose from the dead. Also tells us that the Lord Jesus bore our sins and died on the cross as a sin offering, and the sacrifice has been accepted by God.
上帝接受了耶稣的献祭。
God accepted that sacrifice.
耶稣不是为他自己献祭，耶稣乃是为我们，为你，为我，为这世人献上他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Jesus.Did not sacrifice for himself. Jesus sacrificed himself and gave up his life for the world, for you and for me.
如果这个赎罪祭上帝不接受，那耶稣不会复活。
If God does not accept, did not accept that sacrifice, then we will not be saved.
所以今天大家可能去到一些地方啊，会看到有一些十字架上面还有一个耶稣的形象在上面。
Today you may see some cross, the images of cross with Christ still on it.
这是不符合圣经的。
That's not in accordance with the Bible.
耶稣已经复活了。
Lord is risen.
十字架已经空了。
The cross is empty.
耶稣献上的献祭，上帝已经接受了。
The sacrifice the Lord Jesus offered has been accepted by God.
主耶稣并不是永远挂在那里。
Lord Jesus.Not always hang on the cross.
耶稣是一次把自己献上，就满足上帝公义的要求了。
Lord Jesus offered himself up once to satisfy the requirements of the righteousness of God.
这是对于我们信靠耶稣的人大好的消息。
This is a great news for us who believe in Lord Jesus.
耶稣献上的祭。已经被上帝接受。我们一起来看这处圣经的经文。
The sacrifice the Lord Jesus has offered has been accepted by God. Let's look at the scripture on the screen.
我给大家读一下啊，大家可以一起来看。
Verses.
希伯来书的十章，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪前和他们的过犯，这些罪过既赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。所以耶稣从死里复活告诉我们，我们再也不用为罪献祭了，我们的赎罪祭上帝已经悦纳，耶稣已经一次献上了。
Lord Jesus rose from the dead. It tells us we need no longer to make offerings to God, and the offering, the sacrifice the Lord Jesus has offered, has been satisfied by God.
所以我们来在我们的阿爸父面前，我们可以坦然无惧，口称上帝，口称圣洁公义的上帝，就是我的父。
So we can come fearlessly to our Abba Father and we call him our Father, call him our Abba.
那么对于马丁路德呢，就是有一个非常著名的故事。
There's a very famous story concerning Martin Luther.
我们知道马丁路德是神兴起他，对当时的教会进行了一个深刻的改革。
We know that God raised Martin Luther to have a great reformation to the churches at that time.
因为当时的教会已经非常堕落，远离圣经的真理了。
Because the churches at his time has been very corrupted and has been away from the truth of the Bible.
所以神兴起马丁路德，对教会进行改革，然后希望带领教会回到圣经的真理当中。
So God chose Martin Luther to have a reformation of the churches and led the church back to the truth of the scriptures.
当然马丁路德遭受了极大的压力，不仅是来自于当时堕落的教会，也来自于当时的政权，来自于世人。
But Martin Luther was under great pressure, not only from the corrupted churches, but from those political rulers and also from the people at that time.
马丁路德在这样巨大的压力下面呢，他就得了很严重的病，不仅是身体上，包括精神上，非常沮丧。
Under such great pressure, Martin Luther was severely sick and not only physically but also emotionally.
那么有天晚上，马丁路德就看到魔鬼撒旦带了一个又重又大的一大捆书卷来到他的这个病床前面。
One night, Martin Luther saw that Satan has brought a large scroll and approached his bed.
然后这个控告者就把这个书卷打开，很大一片，上面写满了马丁路德曾经犯下的罪。
The accuser has unrolled the scroll, and the scroll was full of the records of the sins Martin Luther has committed.
当马丁路德看到这写满了，他以前犯的那些罪仿佛历历在目，他心里就更加的痛苦，更加的沮丧。
When Martin Luther saw the long list of the sins he has committed, and he was much more in agony and was disappointed.
这时候，马丁路德他突然得到一种力量，然后他就对这个魔鬼就说：“他说你写的这些都没有错，但是你忘记写上一句话。”
Suddenly, he got a great power, and he told Satan that everything you said is true, but you forgot to add one thing.
这句话就是在约翰一书的一章七节，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
That was a scripture. That was a verse from First John chapter 1 verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, has cleansed us from all sin.
后来一听到这句话，魔鬼撒旦就拿着那个书卷就溜走了。
On hearing that word, Satan had.took his scroll and fled away.
当然了，这是一个在教会历史上的一个传说，一个典故。
This is just a legend, a story in church history.
但确实是反映出一个真理。
But it reflects a truth.
耶稣的血已经洗净我们这一切信靠他的人的罪了。
The blood of Jesus has cleansed all of us who believe in him.Of all of sins.
耶稣所献上的赎罪祭已经被上帝所悦纳，他一次献上，上帝悦纳，他就从死里复活了。
The offerings, the sacrifice Lord Jesus have offered once has been satisfied by God.
我们一起来读屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的八章三十三节，我们读到三十五节的前半部分。
Let's read together the verses on the screen.
罗马书八章三十三节起。谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他为义了， 谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，并且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
没有人再能定我们这些信靠耶稣的人的罪。
No one could condemn us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以这就是耶稣从死里复活的意义。
That's the meaning of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
当然了。我们在这里呢 要稍微的要说明一下，这里说的是没有人能够定罪。
But we need to emphasize that here it says no one can condemn.
那是我们能不能够被劝告呢？劝勉呢？
But can we be persuaded or being given advice?
当然了，当然了，对不对？
Of course.
我们在这个初信慕道班上，我们给我们慕道朋友来讲什么是教会。那么教会有三大特征。
And in our new believers class, I talked with new believers about the church, and church has three characteristics.
那么第一大特征就是教会有圣道，要传讲神的话，传讲真理，这是教会第一大特征。
The first great characteristic of church is that the church has the word of God, and the word of God should be preached.
第二个呢，教会有圣礼，有圣餐的圣礼和洗礼。我们今天大家就可以来见证我们教会的洗礼。
And the second is that it has the sacred ceremony, and today we will witness the.Baptism ceremony and also we have Holy Communion.
那第三样有没有弟兄姊妹还记得呢？
Do you still remember the third characteristic of the church?
惩戒。
It's chastisement.
好可怕啊！惩戒，教会还要惩戒人呢。
Chastisement seems to be terrible.
那么当然你可以用别的词来表达，你说劝勉呐、啊，你说权柄啊，这些都可以。但是呢，这就是神给教会的权柄，就是教会对会友 有权利进行惩戒。
You could use other words like persuasion or authority, but it's the church's authority to give advice or to the congregation.
你如果某人做的事情不合神的心意，那教会有权利指出来，这不是在定你的罪，没有人可以定你的罪，没有人可以夺取你的永生。
If you have done something improperly, the church has a right or has authority to point it out, but no one has a right to condemn you and take eternal life from you.
但是作为每一个弟兄姊妹，我们有责任来帮助彼此健康的成长。
But every one of us, brothers and sisters, should be responsible for each other so that we can grow, in a healthy way.
所以主耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠他的人不再受控告，不再受定罪了。
So the Lord Jesus has risen from dead, so that all of us who believe in Him will not be condemned.
但是神一样借着教会，借着神的话语，一样的来带领我们，一样的来劝诫我们，甚至也管教我们，但是并不是定我们的罪。
But God has made use of the church and His word to advise on us, to lead us, but it is not to condemn us.
所以，但是今天很可悲啊！就是今天，有些基督徒觉得啊，我是信耶稣的人，啊，没有人再可以告诉我我该做什么，不该做什么。
But it's a tragedy that some Christians, said that I'm a believer, so no one should tell me what I should do or I should not do.
我刚来到美国的时候啊。那是十多年前了，我刚开始在美国的教会服侍的时候，那个时候就有好心的朋友告诉我，有两件事情你千万不可以做哦。
When I came to the United States tens of years ago, when I began to at the church, some brothers and sisters and with a good heart and told me two things that I should not do.
啊, 这跟你们中国大陆的家庭教会的不一样, 这是美国。
It's different from the churches in mainland China, it's America.
我说哪两件事情啊, 我很想学哦。
I was curious about those two things I asked him.
第一, 永远不要告诉别人什么你不可以做。
First, never tell anyone that you should not do this or that.
第二, 永远不要告诉别人什么你该做。
And second, never tell anyone what you should do.
那我说，那我干什么？我说什么？我每天好像似乎都在做这两件事啊。
Then I was wondering, what should I do? It seems that I'm doing these two things every day.
圣经那么多的话不是告诉我们什么是我们应该做，什么我们不应该做。耶稣登山宝训那么大篇的讲论，不是都是告诉我们我们该怎样，不该怎样吗？
It seems that the whole scripture is telling us what we should do and we should not do. A sermon on the mount, the Lord Jesus' message is telling us what we should do and what we should not do.
那你就不要讲圣经了。Then
he told me that, then do not talk about the Bible.
讲个笑话可以了。You
can talk about jokes.
谈谈天气啊。Talk
about weather.
取笑一下政治家。Make
fun of those politicians.
告诉大家怎么这个爱情婚姻小秘诀可以了，十分钟就够，不要太长。
Tell the congregation about the secrets of love and marriage, and just about 10 minutes, it's enough.
最后加一句话就够。Then
add that one sentence.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
你是神的儿女。
You are the child of God.
哦，大家哦，好喜欢，好喜欢。And
the congregation will be in great joy.
不要控告人。Do
not condemn others.
不要定罪人。
Do not condemn others.
我说我没有控告人，没有定罪人，谁能控告呢？
I said I didn't accuse others. I didn't condemn. Who can condemn?
耶稣用他宝血所洁净回来的人，谁能控告？
Who can condemn those who Lord Jesus has cleansed with His precious blood?
但是每个人确实应该在基督里成长，不能总是做婴儿，对不对？
But everyone should grow in the Lord Jesus. He should never remain a baby.
怎么样成长? 圣经让我们吃干粮。
How can he grow? The Bible tells us to eat solid food.
好，感谢神，耶稣基督从死里复活，告诉我们一件事情：耶稣代替世人献上的赎罪祭，上帝悦纳，所以从此。 再不用向上帝献祭了，从此再不会被控告。对于一切信靠神的人来说，The
Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. It tells us the sacrifice offering the Lord Jesus had offered has been accepted, has been satisfied by God, and we no longer have to make that sacrifice or offering to God, and we are no longer be condemned, no longer be condemned.
但是我们一定要知道。 我们还是可以被劝告的，还是可以被劝诫的，我们甚至还是可以被惩治的。But
we should know that we still can be advised or persuaded or be chastised.
这其实不是定罪，这是对我们的生命有益处。This
is not condemnation. It has benefits to our life.
那么圣经也告诉我们，耶稣基督从死里复活。 证明一切信靠他的人，耶稣的子民都要复活。The
resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ also tells us that all who believe in Him, all the citizens of God, will resurrect also.
耶稣从死里复活，证明真的有复活的生命，永远的生命是真的有的。The
resurrection of the Lord Jesus proves that. There is eternal life. There is a resurrected life.
证明真的有天堂，有天上的家乡。It
gives us proof that there is a heavenly home.
也证明耶稣所献上的祭被神所已经悦纳。It
also gives us proof that the sacrifice the Lord Jesus has offered has been accepted by God.
证明耶稣讲的每一个字都是事实。It
proves that every word the Lord Jesus has ever spoken is true.
也保证
一切信靠耶稣的人也可以像耶稣那样复活。
It guarantees and all who believe in the Lord Jesus will also resurrect.
啊，我们把这段经文一起来读一遍，因为这段经文跟我们每一个人都是有最密切的关系。
Let's read the scriptures together because it's all so closely with each one of us.
我们去看到屏幕上的经文，我们来读《哥林多前书》15章17节到22节，十七节起。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。所以这段经文告诉我们，耶稣从死里复活证明或者说保证一件事情，所有信靠耶稣的人或者在基督里的人都会复活。
The scriptures tell us that since the Lord Jesus had risen, it proves and it also guarantees that all those who believe in the Lord Jesus will also resurrect.
同样也告诉我们，我们如果真正信靠耶稣的人，我们就并不是只是在今生有指望。
And it also tells us if we believe in the Lord Jesus, we not only have hope in this life.
啊，如果我们虽然口上说我是信耶稣的人，但是我们心里所想的所求的都是这地上的事，都是这今生的事，我们就是世界上最可怜的人了。
If we believe that if we say that with our mouths that we believe in the Lord Jesus, but what we pursuing and what we asking is all the things in this present life, then we are the most pitiful person in the world.
啊，圣经对人的复活是这样来描述哈，大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
The scripture has talked about the resurrection of us, in the scriptures I'll read to you.
哥林多前书的15章52节，就在一瞬时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。因为主耶稣基督从死里复活，战胜死亡，所以我们信靠他的人，我们也要复活，我们也战胜死亡。
Because the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead and he has conquered the death, and we who believe in him will also be raised to life and will also conquer the death.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣把那些一生怕死为奴的人拯救出来，不要再怕死了，不要再做死亡的奴隶了。
The scripture tells us that Jesus had delivered all those who are slavers of death and save them out of their fear of death so that they will no longer fear death.
我们今天每一个人，我们心中可能常常有很多很多的担心，很多很多的恐惧。
Today we may have a lot of worries or fears in our heart.
但是事实上，对于一个不信靠耶稣的人来说，他心中最大最大的恐惧就是怕死。
But for an unbeliever, his greatest fear in his heart might be the fear of death.
啊，我们每天啊，我们花很多钱来保证自己的身体健康，啊，怕生病。
We spend a lot of money on our health, and we are afraid of getting sick.
我们怕衰老。
We're afraid of getting old.
啊，其实很多时候，如果我们多问自己，还是怕死。
If we ask ourselves, you know, truly in our heart, we're actually still afraid of death.
啊，我们怕，哎呀，我的变得贫穷，变得穷困，啊，我们怕会遭遇很多的可怕的事情发生。其实很多很多的时候，就是对死亡的一种恐惧。
We are afraid of poverty. We are afraid of terrible things happening to us. Actually, it is a fear of death.
但是耶稣从死里复活，让我们一切信他的人，我们也要从死里复活，所以我们就不再做死亡害怕死亡的奴隶了。
Lord Jesus has risen from the dead and will also resurrect, so we are no longer slaves of fear of death.
所以当我们知道这样的福音，得到这样的福音，我们就得到真正的自由。
When we have this gospel, we have true freedom.
耶稣告诉我们，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，我们不要怕他。
Jesus said that do not be afraid of the one who can kill your body but not your soul.
我们今天信靠主耶稣基督，我们得到永远的生命，已经没有什么可以夺去我们的灵魂了。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, when we have eternal life, and nothing can take away our soul.
好，这是我们看到耶稣从死里复活的意义。
That's the meaning of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
那么，按照教会基督教会的传统呢？我们往往在复活节这一天，我们来举行洗礼、施洗的圣礼。
Christian churches always have such a tradition that on the Easter day they will have baptism ceremony.
我们教会呢用的是这种全身浸到水里，再从水里起来的这种方式啊，称之为浸礼。
Our church use the immersion baptist.So the whole body will be immersed in the water and then rise up.
在我们这个主日聚会结束之后呢，我们邀请所有的人跟我们一起来见证这样的一个信徒受洗的洗礼。
And after the service today, I invite all of us to witness this great moment that will have believers to.Going to be get baptized.
我们可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文。那么这段经文呢，描述了洗礼，那么也描述了耶稣基督死与复活的意义。
And we'll look at the scriptures on the screen, and scripture tells us the meaning of the baptist, and also tells about the meaning of Jesus' death and the resurrection.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的第六章，我们从第三节读到第五节。
Let's read it together.
三节起，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们再读哥林多后书的五章十七节起，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。所以洗礼第一个含义是什么呢？其实是葬礼。
So the first meaning of the baptist is a burial.
对 ，burial 一个埋葬是什么呢？以前的那个你已经跟耶稣一起死了，埋葬了。
Your old self had died with Christ and has been buried.
所以洗礼这里说到，我们受洗归入基督耶稣的人，第一件是什么？跟他一起死，跟耶稣一起死。
So here it talks about that we who been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death.
以前我们的那个老我的性情活在罪中的那种生命追求罪、享受罪、渴望罪那种生命，通通的死去埋葬了。
Our old self and our old self who has been desiring sin and the sinful life has died.
然后当我们从水里起来的时候，就像耶稣从死里复活一样。
When we rose from the water, it's like Jesus rose from dead.
所以完全是一个新生的生命，新生的样式。
It is a new life. It is a newness of life.
我以前就是有一个姊妹，她的这个生命见证给我印象很深。
I've heard a testimony of a sister. It greatly impressed me.
啊，那是很多年前啊，在我家乡的教会有这样的一个信主的姊妹。
It's many years ago in a church of my hometown in China.
啊，那么这个姊妹呢，在她信耶稣之前，在她成为基督徒之前，她在他们那个地方是非常有名气的。
That sister, before her conversion, she was kind of famous in that area.
但她这个名气呢，不是什么很好，就是说她特别凶，这个女士特别凶。
But she was famous not for something good, but she was famous for her bad temper.
她什么事情她要争啊，她都要赢。
And everything he will argue, he not want to, she want.To win.
啊，永远都是别人的错。
It's always other people's fault.
啊，有时候跟别人这个 argue 啊，吵架呀，他一定要赢的，他很凶的这样的一个人。
When she argued with someone else, she tried to win.
他永远对。
She was always the right.
啊，他就是最合适了，那两件事情，永远不要告诉他该做什么，永远不要告诉他什么不该做。
So she think that other people never should tell her what to do and what not to do.
她永远告诉别人你该做什么，你不该做什么。
But she was telling others what they should do and should not do.
啊，这是她信主之前了。
That's before her conversion.
啊，大家都对她敬而远之了。
People were trying to be away from her.
后来当她信主之后，受洗之后，非常大的变化和改变。
But After she came to the faith in Christ, she was greatly changed.
然后甚至连她的丈夫都不敢相信。
Even her husband couldn't believe that.
这个很难，对不对？
It's very hard, right?
很多时候我们在外面，我们可以变成另外一个样子啊，我们可以好像表现得好一点，在工作上面呢，在外面学校啊，在别人面前，我们可能是可以是另外一个样子。
A lot of times in front of other people in our work, before others, we can be someone seems to be very good.
但是回到家里啊，跟自己的亲人在一起，有时候我们就这个真实的生命就是这个样子了。
But when we go home and stay with our close ones, our true self usually came out.
后来这个姊妹的丈夫就发现这个姊妹真的是不一样，那个丈夫感到非常的震惊，很温柔了。
But her husband found out that her wife was really greatly changed, and she's so gentle.
能听劝了。
He could take, she could take advice.
什么话你敢跟他说了？他能听，他甚至能改了。
You dare to speak to her, and she will take your advice and change what she had done.
她丈夫难以置信，他说：“你怎么是这个样子？”他说：“我是有主耶稣的人了。”
Her husband couldn't believe that change, and she said, "I have Lord Jesus."
然后他说：“以前的那个某某某，他说他自己的名字已经死了，你再找不到他了，已经死了。”
And he was saying that the old myself, and he was she was saying that her name and that person has died.
现在活出来的样子。是就像基督与基督联合的样式。
The one who is living in me is in the image that has been united with the Lord.
耶稣基督曾经就一件事情让我们去效法他，学他。
The Lord Jesus asks us to follow her for imitate him in this one thing.
有没有弟兄姊妹记得？
Do you still remember that thing?
耶稣就一件事情，让我们效法他什么，学他什么。
What did Jesus ask us to imitate him?
效法耶稣柔和谦卑，对不对？
To follow the Jesus to
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到他这里来，是不是？
Learn Jesus that he was humble and gentle.
然后效法他柔和谦卑。
To imitate Lord Jesus to be humble and gentle.
有时候我跟别人讲这个话是蛮困难的。
It's hard to tell others about this.
啊，不是对别人困难，对我自己也很困难。
It's hard for me.
因为我看上去好像一点不柔和谦卑的样子。
Because I do not seem to be humble and gentle.
我有什么资格告诉别人要柔和谦卑呢？
Do I have any right to tell others to be humble and gentle?
其实我并不是在告诉别人我想说什么。
I'm not trying to tell others what I'm going to say.
这个世界上可能没有任何一个人有资格对另外一个人说你要怎样怎样哈。
Probably no one in this world has the right to tell others to be like this or that.
但是呢，大家不要看啊，这句话是谁谁谁说，我们要看这句话是耶稣对我说的。
But this word is not spoken by anyone else but Lord Jesus.
效法耶稣柔和谦卑就是生命。愿意被改变，这是第一步。你的生命愿意被改变。
To learn from the Lord Jesus to be humble and gentle is that you are willing to be changed.
当我们愿意被改变的时候，我们的生命就会真正的发生改变。
When we are willing to be changed, and our life will really experience that transformation.
当然了，这完全是圣灵在我们心里的工作。
But of course, it's the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
所以受洗的意义是什么呢？第一件事情就是我们的老我，以前的我，已经跟耶稣一起死了，埋葬了，不要总回到过去那个样子了。
So the significance of the Baptist is that your old self has died with Christ and do not come back to your old life.
当我从这个水里起来，就象征着耶稣，像耶稣从死里复活一样，我一个重生的生命，新生的生命活出来。
When you rose from the water, it's like Lord Jesus rose from the dead, and your new life has come out.
那我们一个新造的人，一个新生的生命，我们当怎样来追求呢？
How can we pursue a new life?
我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文，我们看到可以一起来读。
Let's read the scriptures on the screen.
我们一起来读哥罗西书的三章一节起。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形状。感谢神，我们今天来思想耶稣基督从死里复活。
Praise the Lord, today we considered the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from death.
耶稣基督从死里复活，告诉我们有永远的生命，复活的生命。
Lord Jesus has risen from the dead, so it tells us that we have eternal life, we have resurrected life.
耶稣基督从死里复活，也保证了我们这一切信靠他的人也得到永远的生命。
The Lord is risen, it guarantees that all of us who believe in him will have a resurrected life, an eternal life.
然后我们通过受洗来非常形象的用一个画面性的表达，让我们看到一个在基督里真正得救的人是老我死去埋葬，然后现在活出来的是一个重生的我，是一个新造的我。
By the Baptist, it gives us a very vivid picture of our old life died, and a new life has come out.
而这个新的我应该活出主耶稣基督的生命来。
And this new self should have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word became flesh, came into this world.
主耶稣担负世人罪，死且死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of this world and died on the cross.
让我们这一切信靠他的人，罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
So that we who believe in Him, our sins are forgiven, our sins are cleansed.
主耶稣在十字架上代替世人，担负世人的罪，向神献上赎罪祭，以他自己的生命献上。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of the world and offered a sacrifice of himself on the cross.
主耶稣基督在十字架上一次献上，就满足上帝公义的要求。
Lord Jesus offered himself up once on the cross to satisfy all the righteousness of God.
主耶稣基督第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信他的人，我们也得到那复活的生命，永远的生命。
The Lord Jesus risen on the third day, so that we who believe in Him will have a resurrected life and eternal life.
我们愿圣灵在每一个蒙恩得救的人心中做工，让我们能够越来越活出这样的一个新造的生命，越来越活出主耶稣基督那荣耀的生命来。
May Holy Spirit work inside of us so that we will live out this new life and live out the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天我们的信息就到这里。